listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we're sisters too.
We are. And our first segment is interesting names we found since the last episode. And I know I'm a little late to the game, but I just finished reading The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. Great novel if you haven't read it. It was originally published in 2017 and the movie came out in 2018. And I'm bringing it up because three of the names of the main characters have been rising on the U.S. charts. Maverick, Sekani, and Seven. We've talked about that name. So back in 2017, Maverick was already number 84. Seven was nowhere on the charts, and neither was Sekani. But in 2019, Maverick was 58 already. Seven just hit the charts at number 998, and Sekani was 872. And coming up, I'll tell you where they sit on the charts in 2020.
I am so excited for this episode.
Yeah, but funny enough, I have to interject that the main character's name, Star, is not in the top 1,000. So that's really interesting. But it just goes to show you how beloved characters can influence baby naming.
I want to point out that the Seinfeld episode where George wants to name a baby includes the name Seven. And he's
right.
Mad that someone else took the name Seven before he could do it, even though no one was pregnant.
Yeah, I know. That's called name sniping. And we're going to have an episode about that a little later in the year.
So we've been saying all along what Jen said about characters or plots influencing baby names.
Yep. And you know what else has a big influence on baby naming?
What?
Sports heroes. The ESPN Daily podcast did a whole show on the name Jalen and how basketball legend Jalen Rose influenced baby naming. And you might just recognize the baby name expert on that show.
Is it you, perchance?
Perchance it is. I'll put a link to that episode in our show notes. It's really cute. They interview a whole bunch of Jalens, boys, girls, women, and men.
Can you explain how to spell that name?
That's J-A-L-E-N. He was named after his dad, James, and his uncle, Leonard.
Well, sounds great. Can't wait to hear it. Well, my name of the week is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, for a girl.
Oh.
I met this new friend last weekend. She says that her name is exactly Jimmy, not a nickname. She says her name is rare, except for older women in their 60s on up.
You know, that's really interesting because we talked about James being on the girls' charts and becoming a popular name for girls, but I had never heard of Jimmy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Other names that interest me is Marks for a boy, and that ends with K-S, not X.
Oh, okay. So it's not like Karl Marx.
Right.
And I want to make a correction from the last episode. For some reason, I said Nevaeh was number 998 on the last Social Security chart, and it was not. It was number 90 in 2019. My finger must have slipped when I was typing the script. So I'm sorry about that, folks. And a big thank you to listener Megan Caramagno for pointing that out.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of Nevaeh, I have a friend who says that she was too pooped after birth to name her baby girl, and this was 15 years ago. She didn't feel like she could have the energy to name her baby. Therefore, she asked her parents to name baby, and they chose Nevaeh. People who listen to the podcast know that we have split feelings about Nevaeh. I like it and think it's pretty. Jen, not a fan.
Don't ask your parents to name your baby. That's the moral of that story.
Well, as long as we're talking stats, let's get on with today's subject. The U.S. Social Security list for babies born in 2020. I feel like we just did this show.
Because we did. They were late distributing the stats for 2019 back in 2020. So our last show on the list was last September. But now here we go again.
And for our new listeners, the U.S. Social Security baby names list is derived from names registered for babies born and applied for Social Security cards. And to be clear, they do not combine alternate spellings of the same name.
Right. So that can skew the stats a bit. In 2008, for example, Aiden would have been the number one name if they had combined the A-N and E-N spellings, with 23,283 babies combined. Jacob had 22,602. But since they counted the Aiden separately, it showed Jacob as number one.
While there is a case for counting separately, some people would like to see the stats for different spellings.
Yeah, definitely. But when I'm looking at trends in particular, I want to see the name as a whole, with all of its various spellings combined, like Aria and Aria, IA and YA.
It's a little tricky, though, because of things like Amelia and Emilia with an E. Are they the same name?
You know, I guess it depends, because it comes down to pronunciation, which is based on your location, your language, and your culture.
So I guess it's good to see both. Mm-hmm. The separate spellings on the Social Security list, and also the aggregate spellings on our list.
Yeah.
I mean, if Aiden is trending at number one, a parent might want to avoid it altogether.
Well, apparently not, since it's still pretty high on the charts at number 24. Another thing to note is that we, Baby Names, derive our stats from our users' favorite name lists. And our visitors are from all over the world, not just the U.S. Only about 50% are from the U.S.
That's so cool. Is that the same with the podcast?
Less. 44% of our podcast listeners are from the U.S., and the rest are from all over the world. And we're so thrilled that each and every one of you are tuning in, no matter where you live.
Well, names are universal.
Indeed.
So today we're going to go over the top 10 for both boys and girls, and then anything that surprised us on the rest of the list, as well as baby name trends that we are spotting.
Let's do this. Okay, so the number one baby names in the U.S. for 2020 are...
Boring.
No, come on, answer the question.
Okay, top 10 for girls are number one, sticking in the number one spot, such same as last year, Olivia. Contrary to popular belief, has nothing to do with olive branches or olive trees. It is a feminized form of the name Oliver from the Germanic name Alfer, A-L-F-E-H-R, meaning elf army.
Woohoo!
Number two, Emma, is super popular, holding at the number two spot. Number three, Ava, holding at number three since 2016 and meaning bird-like. So why not just name it Birdie?
Because Ava is so much prettier.
All right. Number four is Charlotte.
I like Charlotte.
Up from number six, popularized by the UK princess. It actually had its first jump a few years before her birth, and I'm wondering if it's because of the TV show Sex and the City. But yes, it really went bonkers when the princess was born. Jen, we predicted it would jump up, and it surely did.
You know, I want to interject. I've always loved the name Charlotte, but Mom did not like it because it was Dad's first girlfriend before her. So she was like, you are not using the name Charlotte. End of story.
Good for Mom. I don't think I would want to be that Charlotte.
That went for the name Rose as well.
Yeah, right.
We won't talk about Rose.
No. All right, number five, Sophia, down one spot from 2019.
Interesting. So this is one of those names that would be higher ranked if you included the alternate spelling with an F, currently at number 19. Sophia PH has 12,976 babies, and Sophia with an F has 6,926. So combined, the name would be at number one, beating Olivia with 19,902.
All right, interesting.
So, I mean, I just think that's so cool because Sophia is really the number one name if you combine just those two spellings.
Right, exactly. And like you said before, I would want to know if my name that I'm thinking of would be number one.
Yeah.
Because that's who's going to be in the classroom. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
No matter with a PH or an F. And I have to say my friend, Lynette, named her daughter with the F spelling, thinking that she was so unique.
Okay, well, there you go. At number six, we have Amelia with an A. Mm-hmm. Number seven is Isabella. Nah. Number eight is Mia, a popular nickname for Amelia, but also a name in and of itself. Yeah. Number nine is Evelyn. And number 10, Harper, dropping one spot from 2019.
You know, I love the name Harper. I think it's beautiful. It obviously comes from a surname, but could be also after author Harper Lee. And I'm really surprised that it's held on so long.
Yeah, exactly. I also want to point out that number 11 is Camilla or Camilla, another royal name.
Mm, okay.
Do you have perhaps a problem with the name Camilla?
I'm Team Diana, so whatever.
And I also want to add, Luna is up two spots from 16 to 14. And I want to play.
Okay. That's what I think about the name Luna. I'll tell you that much. You can't even say it.
Whatever. I would like to point out that on our Facebook page, we asked what middle names worked with Luna, and my favorite response was Muna. Luna Muna.
Well, Miranda used to call the moon Muna when she was a little bilingual baby because she got the words confused, and she was making up her own Spanglish. It was so cute. So I think we need to get Muna to trend. M-O-O-N-A.
That's right. Kind of like Mona with a moo.
Yeah. Okay, for the baby boys in the U.S., the top 10 names are Liam and Holding since 2017. Number two, Noah in that spot since 2017. Number three, Oliver, same as 2019. Number four, Elijah, up one spot. Number five, William, dropped one spot. Number six, James, same. Number seven, Benjamin, same. Number eight, Lucas, same spot since 2018. And number nine, Henry, up three spots. I wonder if it's because of Prince Harry, whose real name is Henry, or possibly the hunky actor Henry Cavill. He's my fave.
Wah, wah, wah. I think it's because of Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Actually, I am more convinced it has to do with Prince Harry. I also think we are going to see a big jump with the name Meghan accordingly.
I don't know about that. We'll see. And finally, number 10, Alexander, which is up one spot. And as you said, pretty boring. Not a lot of movement on the boys' side in terms of the top 10. Now, as for uniqueness, only 7.33% of U.S. boys and 7.21% of girls had top 10 names in 2020. And so that was down from 2019. Compared to 10 years ago, which was about 8% for both, and compared to 50 years ago in 1970, it was 26% of boys and 15.5% of girls had top 10 names. So parents in 1970 were 2 to 3 times more likely to give their baby a top 10 name than now. And now the number of babies given a top 10 name is going down significantly, but still a bit of a percentage from last year. And it's always a little less on the girl's side. So that means we're likely to give a boy a more popular name than a girl.
That is really interesting, Jen. Why do you think that's the case?
I don't know. I think parents have always been a little more creative with girls' names because they don't feel like they would get teased as much as boys would.
That's a really good point. Well, I was right about the name Kobe. Mm. The untimely and tragic death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna last year His name jumped up in rank from 556 to 239.
Wow.
Gianna itself went from 79 to number 12.
Crazy. Wow. Yes. Yeah. So that did have a huge influence on baby naming. And for the Hate U Give characters, Maverick went from 58 to 49, so 9 spots. And 7 went from number 1,000 to 927. And Sakani went from 872 to not being on the list anymore. And the heroine of the story, Star with 2 R's, is still not on the top 1,000. And the family's last name, Carter, is number 33 on the boys' side with a C. And with a K, it's at 161. But that had already been trending since before the book was published. It started in the mid-90s. But this is interesting. 7 with a Y is number 761 on the girls' chart. And as an aside, I think we need to do an episode on name variations about how names morph into different spellings. I'm seeing a lot of EE and EIGH spellings on the chart this year.
Really interesting.
So let's get into the names that really surprised us. Now, I'm surprised that Lincoln is still holding. It was at 41 for 3 years and is now at 40. So that's still a popular name. Jackson with an X is at 48. And with an XS, J-A-X-S-O-N, at 85. So that's crazy. It's interesting to see Gael, which is like a Gaelic name. It's literally means Gaelic, G-A-E-L. Rhett, R-H-E-T-T, at 159, considering the controversy around Gone with the Wind. There's Kaison, K-A-I-S-O-N, at 454, and Kyson, K-Y-S-O-N, at 461. And I don't know where that's coming from. If anyone out there knows where Kaison or Kyson are coming from, let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
There's Cohen at 282, and Cohen with a K at 645, Clyde 716. That just sounds like such a random name, Clyde, but I guess it's kind of cute.
And it could be a family name.
True, yeah, or Bonnie and Clyde, that's what I think of. There's Junior at 748, which is really not a name. It's a suffix, but I'm surprised that's on the charts. Rocky at 860. And our good friend Killian with a C made the charts at 964.
Actually, I want to point out that I have a friend who named her baby Rockford.
Oh.
Nickname, or his nickname, is Rocky.
That's cute. I had a cat named Rocky. Okay, on the girls' side, what's interesting is another Gone with the Wind name. Scarlett is holding at number 21. The highest she got was number 18 in 2017 and 18. Madison jumped up a couple spots from 26 to 23, and you know that was a super popular name about 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. It's still holding strong.
We can't get rid of it.
No, we can't. Madison. June is number 182 on the girls' charts and was already jumping even before the airing of A Handmaid's Tale in 2017. But I'm sure that helped it because that's the name of the protagonist. Now, Kehlani, K-E-H-L-A-N-I, is jumping hard. Went from 242 in 2019 to 168 in 2020. Mm. I didn't know what that was, and I noticed that you had written on the script that Kehlani is a popular singer, songwriter, and dancer. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Sailor, the traditional spelling, is not on the charts, but S-A-Y-L-O-R is number 300 for girls. So that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's another morph spelling. Frankie is on the girls' charts at number 591. Very cute. I guess that could be a nickname for Francesca or mm-hmm. Francis. But you know me and nicknames. I say give them the formal name and then let them choose their nickname.
Mm-hmm.
It is no surprise that Khaleesi, a name or title created by George R.R. Martin for Game of Thrones, has dropped from number 583 to 733. In fact, my surprise is that it's still on the charts at all.
Right.
There's Mercy at 8:14, and that fits into our virtue and expectation names that we covered in our last episode. And then Mazikeen at 9:98. Mazikeen, I looked up because I had no clue, is a variation of a Hebrew name meaning those who do harm in Jewish mythology. These are invisible demons, apparently, that cause annoyances or dangers. Now, in pop culture, Mazikeen comes from the DC universe of comics, made popular by the TV series Lucifer. Mazikeen is the beautiful demon ally to Lucifer, and her nickname is Maze, M-A-Z-E. So I kind of like Maze. I don't know if I'd name a child something that means those who do harm or is a beautiful demon to Lucifer.
But, well, excuse okay. me, Mallory means bad omen.
I guess so. And then finally, Nova, which I think is a beautiful name, is number 38 for girls and number 758 on the boys' side.
Interesting.
That's the names from space. And then a similar name, Nova Lee, N-O-V-A-L-E-E, is 815 for girls. So what do you got, Mal? What surprised you?
Right. Well, names that did surprise me are Nevaeh went from 90 to 83, so she's still climbing.
Yeah.
King with an I at 171 and King with a Y at 92.
Oh my God. For boys, I assume.
Our family name Josephine is still climbing slowly, currently at 86. Pretty high, though.
Yeah.
Anakin at number 704, the highest it's ever been, up from 959. It's been on the charts since 2014. A name created by George Lucas for the Star Wars franchise. And spoiler alert, if you've been living under a rock, the birth name of Darth Vader.
Anakin. Maybe because it's easy to spell, it's part of American mythology in a way. Like, Star Wars is so dear to everyone's hearts by now. Are they still making them? I kind of dropped off at 4. Yeah, the first of the prequels is kind of the last one that I saw. I think they made about 20 after that. But anyway, and I know it's a television series now, too, so.
Well, The Mandalorian, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Very interesting.
One thing I want to point out is the similarity between Rocky, Rudy, Randy, and Rodney. And they are 860, 861, 862, and 863, respectively.
Yeah, so that might go into, like, parents liking the sound of a name, because mm-hmm. they all sound very similar, Rocky, Rudy, Randy, and Rodney. And speaking of which, we just put a new feature on our site where if you look up a name, it will display names that sound like that name, because parents do go by sounds, too. Some trends that I spotted. I'm still seeing an influx of Italian names on the list. And I wonder if it's Anglos just adopting these names because they're cool and trendy, or if Italian Americans are showing their pride by using traditional Italian names. It's interesting to see, but, you know, obviously a Social Security list does not put cultures or races on the list. We see for girls, Isabella, Gianna, one of my favorite names, the feminized Italian form of John, Luna, of course, Sophia with an F, Stella, Aria, Amora, Talia, Luciana, Bianca, Renata, Amalia, Milan, Juliana with a G, Galilea, very interesting name. I think that's beautiful. You can call her Gal or Leia for short. Armani, Vienna, which is a Roman name for an Austrian city. Zora, Zola, Giovanna, and Paola.
It's Paola.
On the boys' side, there's actually even more. Matteo, Luca, Giovanni, Milo, as in Milo Ventimiglia. Lorenzo, Emiliano or Emilio. Maximiliano, Nico, Gianni, Sergio, Marco,
Polo,
Luciano, Rocco, like Rocky only Rocco, but you can nickname him Rocky. Armando, Kenzo, Valentino, Alessandro, Gustavo, Leandro, Bruno, Vincenzo, Eliseo, Tadeo, Maximo, Carmelo, Orlando, Alonzo with an S, Aldo. And of course, you know, those names also can cross over into Spanish language. So it could also be Spanish speaking families using those names as well. But I also want to point out that Roman is number 77, Romeo is 377, and good old Rome is 970. So what trends have you spotted, Mel?
A trend I spotted is a return to traditional Hebrew and Old Testament names. Oh. Something we're going to discuss in our next episode.
Yeah.
And again, is it the general public using these names, or are Jews feeling comfortable using the names now for their modern babies?
I wonder.
We see so many girl names ending in A, too. In the top 10 names, 70% end in A. That's not a new trend, but worth mentioning.
Yeah.
For girls' names that are Hebrew origin, we have Leah or Leah, Naomi, Esther, Rebecca, Shiloh, Miriam, Sarai, Ezra, traditionally a Hebrew name for boys, Sadie, Rivka, Azariah, and that's another name that is traditionally male, and as you mentioned, Mazikeen from the Hebrew. Matzikin.
Yeah.
M-A-Z-I-K-I-N. There's a lot more on the boys' side. Obviously, the popular ones like Noah, Elijah, Benjamin, Michael, Ethan, Daniel, Jacob, Levi, Joseph, Joshua, Matthew, and Isaac.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing Ezra, Josiah, Isaiah, Eli, Ezekiel, Micah, Adriel, Emmanuel, Malachi, Abel.
I like Malachi. Yeah.
Judah, Abraham, and our little baby cousins are Abraham and Albert. That's so cute.
They're so cute.
Anyway, Gideon, Ismael, Nehemiah, Solomon, Ibrahim, Uriel, Aziel, Abdiel, Ariel, originally a Hebrew boy's name, Hezekiah, and Shiloh on the boy's name too.
And that's a Brangelina baby. Well, she's not really a baby anymore. Shiloh Jolie Pitt was born in 2006.
I think Shiloh is a pretty name, and I think it does work for either gender.
Yeah.
Other names include Uriah, Azariah, Azrael, Mordecai, Yosef, Jedediah, Ira, Etan, a form of Ethan, Zakai, Z-A-K-A-I, Zev, Cohen, spelled H-E-N or C-O-E-N, Eleazar, Ephraim, and Castiel, which means shield of God in Hebrew, but not necessarily a name until the CW TV show Supernatural, who is an angel who befriends Sam and Dean.
Castiel, that sounds interesting, and if it's an angel, okay. Yeah, that is definitely a trend, Mal, because there are so many traditional Hebrew names that used to not be on the charts.
Yes, and as far as another trend, I see a lot of place names on the list as well.
Yep, but we can't go through them all. So if you want to see the most popular names for babies born in the U.S. in 2020, go to your favorite search engine and search for Social Security baby names, and we'll also put a link in the show notes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Country singer Raylan is expecting a baby with husband Josh Davies. She's 21 weeks along. Also pregnant is Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World and subsequently Girl Meets World. We also know that former model Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop New York is expecting with husband rapper Safari Samuels. This is their second child together, and Erica also has a son from a previous relationship.
Ooh, I like the name Safari.
Yeah.
That's spelled S-A-F-A-R-E-E.
Yeah.
Casper Jopling has announced on Instagram the birth of his baby with singer-songwriter Ellie Goulding.
Ooh.
Also, Natalie Dormer of Game of Thrones fame secretly gave birth to a baby girl this year with partner David Oakes. Very few details have been announced for either baby, but we will keep you posted once we learn them.
You know, I also love Natalie in The Tudors.
Mm-hmm.
She played Anne Boleyn. Okay, Jersey Shore star Dina Cortez has had her second child with husband Christopher Buckner. The name of the new baby boy is Cameron Theo. Not bad, I like it. He has an older brother named Christopher, whom they call CJ.
Singer and actress Christina Milian had her third child with boyfriend musician Matt Pecora. They named their new baby boy Kenna, K-E-N-N-A. They have another son named Isaiah, who was born just last year in 2020.
Kenna for a boy. That's interesting. Okay. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys has announced the birth of his third child. Wife Lauren had minor complications, but is home now and doing okay. Their first child was son Odin Rain, R-E-I-G-N. And their second child was girl Saoirse Rain, R-E-I-G-N. I'm kind of betting that the baby is going to have the middle name Rain, but we don't know until it's announced. Side note, unfortunately, the name Odin has been associated with white supremacy, as one large white supremacist group is named Soldiers of Odin, and they have since been misappropriating the name of the Norse god. Just wanted to put that out there if you're considering the name.
Yikes, that's too bad, especially for all the kids who have already been given that name.
Definitely, yeah.
Journalist and NBC chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker is expecting a baby with husband John Hughes. After years of trying, they've announced that they will be having a baby girl via a surrogate in June.
Wonder Woman Gal Gadot and husband Yaron Varsano have had their third child together, and it's a girl. As of yet, they have not announced the baby's name, but they have two other children together, Alma, who's 9, and Maya, who's 3. Alma means nourishing or the soul in Spanish, and Maya means a few things, good mother, illusion, and water. Gal is a Hebrew name, which means wave.
Actors Kyle Dean Massey and Taylor Frey announced the pregnancy of their daughter via surrogate. They have decided to name her Rafa, R-A-F-A, which is Hebrew for well-being and prosperity.
See, all these Hebrew names. Which leads well into our next episode. Anyway, Marie Kondo and husband Takumi Kawahara announced their third child, but no name has been revealed yet. Kondo and Kawahara have two daughters together already, named Satsuki and Miko.
Ooh, I like those names.
Yeah. Satsuki means 5, 5th. Moon or month, so would be very cool for babies born in May, like me. And Miko means shrine maiden or beautiful child.
Nice. Child star who is no longer a child, Macaulay Culkin, and partner Brenda Song have had a daughter whom they named Dakota Song Culkin. They named Dakota after Macaulay's late sister.
Aw, that's beautiful, number one. And number two, when did Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song start being a thing? That was even news to Miranda, who was a Disney Channel kid. That's crazy, but possibly because they were both child stars, so they have that in common. Who knew?
What does that mean?
I mean, they're just from different eras, so it just seems like an unlikely match. Anyway, Macklemore a.k.a. Ben Haggerty, announced he's expecting with wife Trisha Davis due this summer. They have two children together already, Sloan Ava and okay, Colette Koala. What? I mean, I like Colette. I have a very good friend named Colette. She owns a wine bar, but that's not why she's my friend. But Colette Koala, see, I can't even say it. Colette Koala, it's so unusual. I say thumbs down on that one.
Well, I think it beats out some other animal names, but still think it's kind of wacky unless they met in Australia or something.
Who knows? By the way, Ben created his stage name, Macklemore, in junior high school when he became Professor Macklemore for his junior high school art project.
That's cute.
So he kept that as his stage name and just dropped the professor.
Well, okay then. All right, Nick Cannon has announced he is expecting another set of twins with partner DJ Abby De La Rosa. He already has twins with Mariah Carey, named Monroe, a girl, and son, Jennifer's favorite name, Moroccan Scott.
And don't forget, last year, he had powerful Queen Cannon with Brittany Bell. Looking forward to hearing the name of this new baby with DJ Abby.
All right, there we go.
All right, now our last segment is when we take letters from you, our listeners. You read the first one. I want to read the second.
Hi, Mallory and Jennifer. I am currently pregnant with my first child. I don't know the gender, so I have two names selected. I think I feel good about my girl name, but it's not common and I'm looking for some expert advice. The name is Leva or Leva, L-E-V-A. And from the limited research I've been able to do, it looks like it comes from the name Liviana, or Livana, L-I-V-A-N-A, which is Hebrew. But I'm having trouble finding a lot of information about the name. We are also thinking about using my husband's grandma's name, Bella, as the middle name. Any info you can find about the meaning or origin, and of course, any thoughts you have about the name would be very much appreciated. Thanks, Sarah.
So, as you said, Levana, L-E-V-A-N-A, is a Hebrew name. So most likely it was a nickname of Levana. And that is modern Hebrew based on the old Hebrew name Lebana, L-E-B-A-N-A-H, which means white, and was used as a name for the moon. So I think it's a beautiful name.
Okay. Luna, Muna, Levana.
Luna, Muna, Levan, Bella, Madonna. Madonna? Where did Madonna come from?
I don't know.
Leva Bella.
I'm going with Leva.
Her name is Sarah, which is a traditional Jewish name, but we don't know what their culture is. I'll probably write back and ask her when I tell her that we're discussing her question on the show.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, now this second message, very short. Dear Ms., good morning. May I have a good name for Year of the Dog? Thank you, Lynn, L-I-N. So that's an interesting question. I believe this was sent in by a Chinese listener, and thanks for listening all the way across the world. So people born under the Chinese sign of the dog are said to be attentive and great listeners. So they're compassionate by nature and are known to be happy people who enjoy life. So I would suggest you go to the advanced search on babynames.com and punch in some of those terms and see what you get. One thing is, when you ask us to come up with name suggestions, it really helps to have more criteria, like where will the child be living? What's its heritage? Do you want a certain culture of names? What's the surname? Is there anyone you want to honor? We're actually going to be launching a name suggestion service soon on babynames.com, so you'll be able to get the name experts to help you if you're stumped for names.
We used to have that service, right?
Yep, and we're going to start it up again.
Well, that's it for the show. Let us know how you feel about the U.S. birth trends for 2020. And tune in next time when we talk about Jewish names, the Holocaust, and American assimilation.
That's going to be a very special and amazing show.
It is. Until next time, we love our listeners, our family, our friends, and I love you, Jen.
Love you too, Mel. Bye.
Bye-bye.